You're listening to the audio production of Mentorship, How to Find One and Be One by Bo Hughes, published by The Mentoring Project. This book is read by Chris A. Bell. Introduction. Having served as a pastor of a church filled with college students for the better part of the last 20 years, one of the most frequent questions I receive is, how can I find a mentor? The question is typically asked by a student or recent graduate who, surrounded by peers their age, is aching for wisdom, counsel, and relationship with someone who's older and further down life's road. Even if they're not exactly sure what it means, they want a mentor. Many even assume it is a sort of birthright of the Christian life. Inevitably, this desire and hunt for mentors from the younger women and men in our congregation provoked the question from the other side. How do I mentor someone? Though being older or in another stage of life may make you an automatic candidate, when someone asks you to mentor them, what does that mean? What are they really asking? What does mentoring someone entail? How do you do it? Over the years, we've seen this dance play itself out hundreds of times in our church. People are eager to find a mentor. Others are eager to mentor. Yet neither group knows quite where to begin. More fundamentally, they're not sure what mentoring even is. The hope of this field guide is to provide a foundation for what it means to find and be a mentor. What is mentoring? Generally speaking, mentoring is godly guidance for all of life. As Christians, it's the task of helping others bring the entirety of their lives under the lordship of Christ Jesus. Thus, mentoring involves guidance of all kinds where one person shares their wisdom, knowledge, skills, and experience to help someone else grow in those areas. A mentor is someone whose life is worth imitating, one who intentionally invests in a mutually enriching life-on-life relationship. The mentee is eager to learn and grow, seeking wisdom and guidance from a worthy example. Christian mentoring, then, is a relationship where someone older imparts all of life wisdom to someone younger. This kind of relationship is broad and includes what we often call discipleship. Beyond this description of mentoring, Scripture provides an instructive and clarifying example of mentoring that we now consider. Part 1. Paul and Timothy. One of the clearest pictures of mentoring in the New Testament is the relationship between the Apostle Paul and Timothy. In fact, over the years, many people have even framed their questions and requests for mentoring around this relationship. In the book of Acts and the two personal letters that the Apostle Paul wrote to him, 1 and 2 Timothy, we see that Timothy blossomed from a young disciple of Jesus to one of Paul's successors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?